Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A third person has been arrested and charged over the murder of New Zealand firefighter Ian Pullen. In September 2018, emergency services were called to Carrington Street, Glenridding, after a man's body was found on the side of the road. A man, 29-year-old Joshua Knight, and a woman, 30-year-old Nicole Mason, have since been charged over the death and remain before the courts. At about 9 o'clock today, detectives attended a Range Road home at Whittingham and arrested a 21-year-old woman. Hunter Valley PD Detective Inspector Matt Zimmer says they'll allege she lied to protect herself and the co-accused.
Police will be alleging that that female actively concealed the motor vehicle, which we will allege was used in the commission of the offence, and also her fabricating an alibi in an attempt to deflect the police investigation away from her and two other co-accused.
She was charged with accessory after the fact to murder and refused bail in court. The preferred route for the Muswellbrook Bypass project has been unveiled today. The $266 million project includes a 9.1-kilometre new highway with a single lane in each direction, a refined alignment south of Cole Road, with the bypass shifted further to the east to reduce environmental impacts, and full southern and northern connections with the existing highway. There is some concern that there isn't an interchange on Cole Road included in this option, even though it was considered. Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson says this isn't the final design, so it could still happen.
It's important to understand not to get caught up on every little bit of the detail, because all the details haven't actually been fully assessed or worked out yet. As we go through the planning process, then the Cole Road interchange becomes a no-brainer and it has to happen. Then there's no reason why we can't look to other sources of funding, including the federal government, for example.
Have your say on the route by December 18. Details on how are at our website. As a result of Friday night's wild storm in Singleton, fees and charges have been waived at the tip for residents to dispose of fallen trees and debris. The intensive storm on Friday saw crews quickly respond to clear roadways and parking lanes, but the community is urged to be mindful that verges, footpaths and parks may still be affected. Affected areas include in and around Queen Street, Boundary Street, Bunal Street and Burdekin Park. Fees and charges at the waste management facility will be waived for green waste for addresses in the Singleton downtown area as a result of the storm event until close of business on Sunday, December 6. If you happen to go the tip over the weekend and you live at those addresses, council will refund you. Firefighters attended a house fire at Long Point near Singleton overnight. Singleton Fire and Rescue, along with Rural Fire Service and other emergency services, responded to reports of a house alight at around 7:20. They arrived to find the house alight and the fire contained to the shed. Fire and Rescue crews used quick-cut saws to gain entry to the garage. The contents of the garage were totally destroyed by fire, and smoke caused damage to the house. And lastly, fire permits are suspended today across the Hunter region. The fire danger rating is very high, so all permits are suspended until midnight. The temperature will hit 35 degrees this afternoon with 22% relative humidity and winds reaching speeds of 65 k's an hour. The Newcastle Knights' $20 million Centre of Excellence is another step closer. Construction company Richard Crooks Constructions has been appointed to build the high-end performance, training, administration and multi-purpose community facility at Broadmeadow. The Centre of Excellence is being described as a game-changer, with the New South Wales Government chipping in $10 million towards the project, which has been matched by the West Group Australia. And that's your latest in local news and sport.